वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 chapter 9. Chapter 9 is entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. Today we are on text 50.
Tattirtama namastuti karma pujaha. Tattirtama namastuti karma pujaha. कर्म स्मृति चरण यो श्रवणं कथायां कर्म स्मृति चरण यो श्रवणं कथायां संसेवया त्वयि विनेति सदंगया किम् संसेवया त्वयि विनेति सदंगया किम् भक्तिं जन परमहंस गतो लभेत भक्तिं जन परमहंस गतो लभेत तत्तेरतमा नमः स्तुति कर्म पूजा तत्तेरतमा नमः स्तुति कर्म पूजा कर्म स्मृति चरणयो श्रवणं कथायां कर्म स्मृति चरणयो श्रवणं कथायां संसेवया त्वयि विनेति सदंगया किम् संसेवया त्वयि विनेति सदंगया किम् भक्तिं जन परमहंस गतो लभेत भक्तिं जन परमहंस गतो लभेत तत्तेरतम नमः स्तुति कर्म पूजा कर्म स्मृति चरणयो श्रवणं कथायां संसेवया त्वयि विनेति सदंगया किम् भक्तिं जन परमहंस गतो लभेत
Vaishnavis.
Yeah.
Therefore, te unto you, Arhattama, O Supreme of all worshipable persons, Namaha, respectful obeisances, Stuti Karma Pujaha, worshipping your Lordship by offering prayers and other devotional activities, Karma, activities being dedicated to you. Smriti, constant remembrance. Charanayo, of your lotus feet. Shravanam, always hearing. Kathayam, in topics about you. Samsevaya, such devotional services. Twai, unto you. Meena, without. Iti, thus. Shatangaya, having six different parts. Kim, how. Bhaktim, devotional service. Janaha, a person. Paramahamsa gato, obtainable by Paramahamsa. Labheta, may attain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all persons to whom prayers I offered, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because without rendering six kinds of devotional service unto you, offering prayers, dedicating all the results of activities, worshipping you, working on your behalf, always remembering your lotus feet and hearing about your glories, who can achieve that which is meant for the Paramahamsa? The Vedas enjoin, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyona Medhayana Bahuna Shrutena. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by studying the Vedas and offering prayers. Only by the grace of the Supreme Lord can one understand Him. The process of understanding the Lord, therefore, is bhakti. Without bhakti, simply following the Vedic injunctions to understand the absolute truth will not be helpful at all. The process of bhakti is understood by the Paramahamsa, one who has accepted the essence of everything. The results of bhakti are reserved for such a Paramahamsa, and this stage cannot be obtained by any Vedic process other than the devotional service. Other processes such as jnana and yoga can be successful only when mixed with bhakti. When we speak of jnana yoga, karma yoga and dhyana yoga, the word yoga indicates bhakti. Bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, executed with intelligence and full knowledge, is the only successful method for going back home, back to Godhead. If one wants to be liberated from the pangs of material existence, he should take to devotional service for quick attainment of this goal. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lamgayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. So we are continuing to hear the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Obviously, Prahlad Maharaj has been sent by all the exalted demigods, even the chief of all the demigods, Brahma, who was present there, they all actually encouraged or motivated or sort of pushed Prahlad Maharaj to go and pacify Narasimha Dev because it was not within their capacity to do so. Looking at Narasimha Dev's anger, they didn't even attempt because they were so afraid of Lord Narasimha Dev. So Prahlad Maharaj has been offering these beautiful prayers since the last many, many verses we've been hearing. And these prayers, you know, it's a five-year-old child offering prayers, but they have been sung by so many great devotees and even by the Lord himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to love to recite the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj again and again, along with other pastimes like Dhru Maharaj's prayers and all that. So this is actually a very important verse because this is the final prayer which Prahlad Maharaj is offering today to Lord Narasimha Dev. From next verse, from verse 51 onwards, we will continue hearing the conversation. So this whole prayers and this whole pastime of Narasimha Dev is being recited as a conversation by Narada Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So if we go back in time, because Narasimha Dev pastime has been happening for so many chapters, so if we go back in time, I think at the beginning of 7th canto, when Yudhishthir Maharaj is sitting and asking some questions to Narada Muni, and this is after Lord Krishna had killed Shishupal. And that time Yudhishthir Maharaj has raised that question. And it is very significant to note that even Lord Krishna is present in that assembly. This was in the assembly of the Rajasuya sacrifice where Krishna killed Shishupal. So Krishna is present over there, but still Yudhishthir Maharaj has given the seat of honor to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is being asked about, you know, questions on devotional service, the pastime of Shishupal, why the Lord killed Shishupal. So all that history about Jai Vijay, everything is being narrated by Narada Muni. And now Narada Muni will conclude. He will say how, you know, Jai and Vijay took these three births, how they were delivered by Lord Krishna himself in every birth they took. And then they went back to Godhead. So that's what we will see happening from tomorrow's verse, where Narada Muni will conclude his conversation. So this whole pastime of Lord Narasimha Dev is actually coming to an end today. So it's a very significant moment. We've all been associating with Lord Narasimha Dev and Prahlad Maharaj for such a long time, and now we'll continue the listening to the other pastimes and other narrations about devotional service with Narada Muni will do to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And the significance I was talking about, like while Krishna is present, still Narada Muni has been, you know, seated, given the seat of honor. It's to just to show the example and the ideology, the Vaishnava ideology of guru worship. That your association of devotees or worshipping the guru is more important than sometimes worshipping Krishna. Because obviously, ultimately, the guru is teaching us to worship Krishna. But there are many, especially in India, like everybody knows who is Krishna, everybody thinks they are devotees. They directly think they have a connection with Krishna without realizing that they definitely need this transparent vaya medium of a guru in their life. And that is what we can see Yudhishthir Maharaj setting example. Even though Krishna is personally present in the court, he was directly questioning Narada Muni about, you know, any clarifications he needed about the process of bhakti. So in today's verse, we see Prahlad Maharaj is offering very beautiful prayers. It is, you know, it is Prahlad Maharaj himself who recited or who gave us the nine processes of devotional service when he was instructing his father. His father actually asked him, what did you learn in school? And Prahlad Maharaj, you know, instructed on these nine processes of devotional service. So today he's again talking about these nine processes of devotional service in succinct. Like in succinctly, he's talking about these nine processes. And he's telling that.